Salam dear listeners, I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a beautiful bhajan adoring our Bhagwan as Shri Rama. In fact, this is the 52nd episode of Vintage Bhajan Classroom. So we never realized that we have done nearly more than 50 bhajans. And so many of them are on Rama, on Krishna. We had a few on Ganesha and Devi, but the majority of them are on Krishna. And today you have one on Lord Rama. So this is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Dasharatha Ram Janaki Ram.
So this is what we will learn now. Like in every episode of this program, we will get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, and then we'll take every word of this bhajan and dwell on its significance. And finally, we will listen to the students of Bhagwan's University sing this bhajan. We will get a feel of how it sounds when sung in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Dasharatharam Janakiram Maruti Sevita Manobhiram Sitaram Sri Raghuram Partipurishwara Sri Sairam Jaya Jaya Ram Janakiram Ahalyodharaka Anandaram.
Now that you know the lyrics, here is how the tune of this bhajan flows. Brother Srinivaslu will now give us a slow demonstration. Brother Anirudh will follow Brother Srinivaslu. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh in learning the bhajan from Brother Srinivaslu.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale F sharp pancham.
Dasharatharam Janakiram Dasharatharam Janakiram Dasharatharam Janakiram Dasharatharam Janakiram Maruti Sevita Manobhiram Maruti Sevita Manobhiram Maruti Sevita Manobhiram Maruti Sevita Manobhiram Sitaram Sri Raghuram Sitaram Sri Raghuram Sitaram Sri Raghuram Sitaram Sri Raghuram Partipurishwara Sri Sairam Partipurishwara Sri Sairam Partipurishwara Sri Sairam Partipurishwara Sri Sairam Jaya Jaya Ram Janakiram Jaya Jaya Ram Janakiram Jaya Jaya Ram Janakiram Jaya Jaya Ram Janakiram Ahalyodharaka ఆనందరామ్ అహల్యోధారక ఆనందరామ్
అహల్యోధారక ఆనందరామ్
అహల్యోధారక ఆనందరామ్
దశరథరామ్ జానకిరామ్
ఎ లవ్లీ భజన్ డెడికేటెడ్ టు లార్డ్ రామా. You heard it in the voice of Brother Srinivasulu. Brother Anirudh was accompanying him as they were explaining to us the tune of the bhajan. It would be interesting to know the intricacies of this composition because it is melodious, a little intricate, and there are so many bhajans which have the same flavor. So for those of us who love music, who love to unravel music, who love to decipher music, probably it would be a delight to know what are the ragas behind this composition, because probably it is not based on one raga. Anyway, Anirudh will tell us more. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This bhajan is a very soulful bhajan. I can say it may belong to, or it's kind of largely based on rag Pilu. Pilu is a very common raga in our bhajans. It's a Hindustani classical raga. But the way it is used in bhajans is very amazing. In the sense, it's not the pure, the classical way, but the most beautiful notes are taken, like ni 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 sa ga ga ma. So this kind of very soulful phrases are taken from the Pilu, and one more raga called Mishra Pilu, and then our bhajans are composed in a very beautiful way. This composition is a blend of, like, many notes are taken from the Pilu. Like, when we do the swaras, of course we will know exactly which notes the each line goes through. Like, for example, if you take the second line,
మారుతి సేవిత మనోభిరామ్,
దట్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్లీ ల్యాండింగ్ ఆన్ దట్ నోట్.
మనో
నీ, దట్ ఇస్ అ కోమల్ నీ,
నీ సా,
అండ్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ ఇట్ షిఫ్ట్స్ టు శుద్ధిని ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ లైన్.
సీతారామ్ నీ 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 సా
Shuddhani. And the second line you have that
Maruti Sevita Manobhiram.
So that, I think that's how the actual composition is. So it's good to stick to the tune, but it might be easier to sing
Manobhiram.
That's what first it will strike in our mind. Mm. But the composition is made in such a way that the beautiful Komalini is also taken. Mm. And this kind of shifts between notes. That is like how I showed before, the
ga ma re ga,
both gas,
re ni sa ni sa,
both knees,
ga ma dha dha ni pa ma ga ra ra ra.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na- this may be a little bit glimpse of the flavor of Pilu. And when I sing this alap, actually I'm reminded of a beautiful composition by Sri Sriram Parthasarathi. It's a Swami's bhajan which he had made long ago. So I would like to share this because it's in the same flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And the most beautiful part is it's very meditative. You stand in one note, like you're really meditating on the note.
Ne, 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 sa.
It's a beautiful experience actually to practice like this.
Yes.
This raga, I mean, just standing on each note and then, you know, go into the note fully. This bhajan is, it's beautiful composition. Sai Maharaj ki jai bolo.
Jai bolo, jai bolo.
So many bhajans in the same flavor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get down to this bhajan and discover its swaras.
Yeah, so let's take the first line.
Dasharatha Ram Janaki Ram Nipama Gaga Rigari Sanire Nipama Gaga Rigari Sanire रिमा पनी पगा गरी गरी सनी सा रिमा पनी पगा गरी गरी सनी सा सीताराम श्री रघुराम नी 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 सा मगरी ससारी सनी
And the second time,
re 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 ga ma pa ga ma ga re sa sa.
Actually, when we are doing the swaras, I got reminded of one very very similar bhajan.
He Ram Bhagwan.
Some lines are actually the very similar tune.
He Karuna Sindhura. हे दीन बंधु साई राम जय जय राम जानकी राम
इन दैट भजन
हे जानकी जीवन राम
ऑलमोस्ट सिमिलर एंड इट
हैज एन एलिमेंट ऑफ पैथोस इज़न्ट इट
या इट्स बिकॉज़ दैट ग्लाइड टू द कोमल गा सो इफ यू रियली नीड दैट टू हैव दैट भावम इन दैट लाइन That glide actually helps us to give that.
He Janaki Tara.
Same way here in this bhajan.
Jaya Jaya Ram Janaki Ram.
It makes a little. It touches the heart basically.
Yes,
So this kind of small glides, and you have a lot of scope for vibrato in this bhajan.
Dasharatha Ram. Janaki Ram
because you're standing on the same note
yes
if you don't give vibrato, it might sound little
Dasharatha Ram Janaki Ram.
It sounds very plain.
Yes.
To bring in some life into the bhajan, I think this vibrato glides, supplements the bhava of the bhajan. And finally, the feeling in which the singer sings, praying to Swami, is what matters. That's what connects other people to God.
Absolutely. Wonderful. So let's do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam or Keherva in the classical music. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Dasharatha Ram.
That gives us a good idea of the beat too. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So we now come to the third aspect of bhajan singing. We are done with the raga, we are done with the tala, and now comes bhava, the crux of bhajan singing, the reason why we sing bhajans. It is only because we want to express something. It is only because there is a feeling in our heart which wants to reach out to the Lord. It's only because we want to communicate with the Lord. And every bhajan is a medium towards this end. So let's take every line of this bhajan and understand, at least to some extent, what each word of this bhajan conveys. Let's begin with the first line.
Dasharatha Ram Janaki Ram.
So in this line, we refer to Rama as the son of Dasharatha and as the consort of Mother Sita. Janaki is another name of Mother Sita because she was the daughter of King Janaka. During the Summer Course Discourses in 1996, Bhagwan highlighted one of the sterling virtues of King Dasharatha. He is someone who had great control over his indriyas or his senses. He was bestowed this great blessing of being the father of the avatar because of this virtue. And we know how all the four sons were born as a result of the sacrifice he performed, and how the celestial being from the fire gave a pudding, consuming which his queens became pregnant. So let's listen to Bhagwan. For 2 minutes, here Bhagwan exalts the virtue of King Dasharatha as an ideal king.
Okanati Ratri, one night, Dasharatha Maharaju,
Dasharatha King,
Pandukunnadu,
he was sleeping.
Kani Daham Vesindi,
he was thirsty at that moment.
Oka jaggunu teesukoni oka tumbler lo neeru posukovalani prayatninchadu.
He was trying to collect water in a tumbler out of the jug.
Aa jaggunu pattetappudiki cheyi adirindi.
As he caught hold of the jug, the hand started shivering.
Inka nidra poledu.
He didn't sleep thereafter.
Indriya nigraham lenatunti nenu. Na dehame na yokka adupulo lenatunti yokka nenu. Rajya paripalana chese adhikaram naaku ledu.
Then he entertained this idea. I have no authority to be the king any longer because I lost control over my body.
Chikara aanati yokka rajulu yokka dharmamu rajulu yokka patuttamu rajulu yokka divya shaktulanu ye vidhanga gurtistu vacharu.
That was those days when they could know that divine
power within.
I have no control on my body.
Na hastamle na swadhinamlo ledu.
My hands are
ilanti vaadanu inta rajyanni nenu eritiga yeyagalanu.
How can I administer?
Naaku arhata kaadu.
I don't deserve.
Annadu Vasishtulu varini pilipinchadu.
He summoned Vasishtulu.
Ellavaru lechinappudiki Ramuniki pattabhishekam cheyali.
Next morning Rama should be coronated.
Ee naati rajyalu meeru chustunnaru.
You know the modern administration.
Kannulu poyina, chevulu poyina, kaallu poyina, chethulu poyina, train lo teesukoni train lo ekkinchinappudikini vaadu inka rajyam elalla, rajyam elalla ani aashistunnaru.
Today you know what's happening. They may be blind, deaf or dumb or handicapped or lifted by a crane.
Raayadaniki chethulu raadu.
They cannot even write.
Chudadaniki files chudadaniki kannulu levu.
They don't have even proper eyesight.
Emaina cheppi vinadaniki chevulu levu.
They can't listen properly.
Ivanti angahinulainatundi vaadu rajyamlo cheratam chethane ఈ దేశమంతా ఈ విధమైనటువంటి ఒక దుర్భిక్షకు గురి అయిపోయింది. మొత్తం తగ్గిపోయింది కనుక నేను అర్హుడను కాదని తానే తానే విసర్జించుకున్నాడు. చక్కగా విచారణ చేస్తే రాజులు ఎంత ధర్మపరులో, ఎంత న్యాయవంతులు, ఎంత సత్యవాక్ పరిపాలకులు, ఇక్కడ చక్కగా మనకు బోధపడుతుండాలి.
యు కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ కింగ్స్ హౌ రైచువస్ దే వర్, ద జస్టిస్ దే హ్యాడ్ విత్ దెం.
So that is the illustrious life of King Dashratha, and to such a virtuous father was conferred the opportunity of being the earthly parent of the Lord when he descended as Rama. So in this first line we ruminate on Rama as the beloved son of Dashratha and also as the beloved of Mother Sita. Let's move on to the next line.
Maruti sevita మనోభిరా.
మారుతి ఇస్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ హనుమాన్. మారుత్ ఇస్ ది గాడ్ ఆఫ్ విండ్ అండ్ హనుమాన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మారుతి యాజ్ హీస్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ విండ్ గాడ్. మారుతి సేవిత మీన్స్ ద వన్ హూ హాజ్ సర్వ్డ్ బై హనుమాన్. మనోభిరామ్, మనోభి మీన్స్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎండియరింగ్, వన్ హూ క్యాప్చర్స్ ద మైండ్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ లైన్ వీ అడోర్ లార్డ్ రామా యాజ్ ద బ్యూటిఫుల్ వన్ హూ వాజ్ సర్వ్డ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ బై హనుమాన్. The Ramayana is replete with instances which highlight the superlative dedication and servitude of Hanuman. The students of Bhagwan's university have enacted so many scenes from the Ramayana time and again, but on one occasion they enacted a play focusing only on the devotion of Hanuman. It was during the sports and cultural meet in 2008. Let me play for you one scene from this drama. This begins with Hanuman returning from Lanka after having seen Mother Sita and now conveying that news to Sri Rama.
Hanuman blossomed into the true devotee of the Lord, carrying out the wishes of the Master to the very last word. The Lord wanted to further highlight the qualities of his greatest devotee, to demonstrate to the world the ideal example of a true sadhaka. Under the veil of human emotions, a divine play was being enacted.
O sovereign of Kishkindha, some monkeys have invaded Madhuvana.
Who are they, Dadimukha?
Those excited vanaras, avid for fresh fruit, are led by none other than Yuvraj Angada and Mahabali Hanuman.
Hanuman? Lord, the ignominy of failure would never allow Hanuman to let the Vanaras indulge in the ecstasy of celebration. They must have surely succeeded in the search for Mother Sita.
Kanugontin kanugonti janakin శోకవ్యాకుల స్వాంతనా జనని, రావణులంకలో వనములో ప్రత్యర్థి కూటంబులో అనిశంబుల్ భవదీయ దివ్య పద పద్మారాధనా దీక్షయై దినమున్ వెకిడుచు నిన్ను గన తండ్రి రామచంద్ర ప్రభు.
ప్రభు, ఐ హావ్ సీన్ మదర్ సీత, ఐ స్పోక్ టు హర్ అండ్ హియర్ లార్డ్, మదర్ ఆస్క్ మీ to give you this. Sita. Sita. Hanuman, I find myself at a loss for words. The news of Sita that you have brought has lifted me from the depths of despair. I know not how to thank you. Tell me, Maruti, how is my Sita? How is my Janaki?
Prabhu,
What can I say of Mother Sita? The external fires of torture executed by Ravana and the internal flames of sorrow are consuming her. With every passing moment, she is melting away in the agony of separation from you, Lord. Your name is her breath. Your thought is her food. Her life is hanging by the thread of Ramanama. Agraja, it is time for Rama Bala to rescue her. Even a moment's delay seems like a yuga for me. We must march and rescue Mother from her sufferings.
Yes, Lakshmana. Sita's agony fuels the fire of my advent. If the sweet melody of Dharma has to be resonant with the violent clashes of swords and maces, if the musings of truth and the hymn of love have to be triumphant in the destruction of Lanka, then we shall march.
Agraja, the shafts of Saumitri shall scatter the Rakshasas. For every verbal thrust administered on Mother Sita, hundreds of demons shall be consumed in my fury.
Lakshmana, you and the Lord are enough to wreak havoc in the enemy camp and cover Lanka in darkness with the barrage of your arrows. His is the Vajra Sankalpa. Thus victory is already achieved. It is the Master's mercy that he is using us as his instrument in his divine mission.
Hanuman, your faith in my word is unparalleled. Every thought, word, and action of yours has been dedicated to me. The unmatched service that you have rendered has touched my heart. Indeed, you are dearer to me than even Lakshmana.
Agraja, a limitless joy throngs me at your words. Even as I was fully immersed in your service, I realized that there were few pockets of vacuum left in your service. My heart longed to fill those gaps. At last, these were overwhelmingly filled by him. Hanuman, by satisfying the Lord, you have removed my worries. I am ever grateful to you.
Lakshmana, I do not see any greatness in my service. It is the Lord's mercy that lifted my service to that of yours. But Lord, by considering me dearer than even Lakshmana, you have enlightened me to a fact. The fact that my service should not be limited to you alone, but also to Lakshmana. Brother, I pledge servitude to you.
The noble emotions exhibited by both, untainted by jealousy or ego, have submerged me in happiness and pride. With you by my side, I have no doubts about victory.
So that was a scene from the Sports and Cultural Meet drama staged by the students of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus in January 2008. And it showed how lofty the devotion of Hanuman is. Anybody who wants to be a servant of the Lord, who wants to be an instrument of the Lord, has to take Hanuman as the ideal. No wonder Swami has placed his statue in the Hillview Stadium in Prashanthi Nilayam above all the gods. He is there on the top, overseeing everything that happens in Prashanthi Nilayam. So in this line, we celebrate this love of Hanuman to Rama. Let's move on to the third line.
Sita Ram, Sri Raghuram. Sita Ram, Sri Raghuram.
Sita Rama, Bhagwan has explained how Mother Sita is basically Mother Nature. She represents Mother Nature. What Ravana, the demon, tried to do is to defy the Creator, defy Lord Rama and acquire Sita, acquire nature. Swami says, can anyone win over nature? Nature is God's property. To think of winning over nature is sheer ignorance. No one can ever obtain success in this feat. Ravana tried to do this, and that is why he saw total destruction, total annihilation of his family, brothers, sons, his entire kingdom. To acquire anything of nature that belongs to nature, one must first secure God's grace. That is the meaning of Sita Rama. God and nature, creator and creation are inextricably linked. The last phrase, Raghurama, refers to Rama who belongs to the Raghu dynasty. The Raghu dynasty in that era was famed for its righteousness and virtuous kings. All the kings adhered to their word and they kept always the interests of the subjects first before undertaking any action. And Rama blessed this dynasty by making it a part of his life story on earth. If we are virtuous, God will come and be with us, he will take our sides, he will become part of us. That is what he did to the Raghu dynasty. So in this line, we adore Rama as the master of Sita, as the master of Mother Nature, who chose to be born in the clan of Raghu. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Partipurishvara Sri Sai Ram.
Sai Ram is how every devotee greets one another in the Sai world. And every time we do this, we are just reminding ourselves that the Supreme Consciousness which came down as Lord Rama is the same who again incarnated as Sai. And any number of devotees have experienced how Sai is Rama and Rama is Sai. Let me play for you a short excerpt from a conversation I had with Mr. Harihara Krishnan some time ago. He is a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan from Chennai, and here he recounts his first encounter with Bhagwan.
Right from childhood, our father told us we had to do Namasmarana daily, half an hour. And then what he said is, this is the biggest wealth I am giving you to all of you children.
Your father said this.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And then one more thing he said. He said, treat all human beings equally. And you do to them what you would expect them to do. With that your life will be successful. Divine grace will automatically flow. And you don't have to worry about anything. This is the biggest wealth I am passing on to you. That's how we have been brought up. And one more thing which he said was, he said, you don't run after so many Swamijis or so many new saints whom you don't know. What we used to do is we will go to Sringeri Mat, which is there with our forefathers and even through our generations. And then we used to worship them and also the great Kanchi Seer, Paramacharya.
These are the...
This is just the background.
Yes.
So... with this background, okay, we were carrying on with the spiritual activity and the service, whatever we could do, at a very, very small level, right from childhood days. Then it was around 1974, after finishing my CA, I went to Bombay just to take up a job. I was staying with a relative's house. They were Swami's devotees from mid-60s. And Swami had come to Dharmakshetra at that time. And they were going for darshan. So I was the one who was not going for darshan, to tell you. I was staying back.
Because your father had told, don't go after Swamiji.
Don't go after Swamiji.
But you were going to mutts, and these mutts are the propagators of Indian culture.
There's so much of Indian culture,
steeped values of Indian culture, which was in your blood and which was going on in the family, the practice.
Yeah.
And you were visiting all these holy places, but you were against seeing anyone suddenly new as a saint or a sage.
Yeah, yeah. And which were verified by my forefathers also, saying that yes, certification was given by my forefather and forefathers. So I was quite happy with whatever I was doing. So first few days I did not go. Then my cousin, he said, Swami is going back to Puttaparthi tomorrow, so you come along with me. You are simply idling your time. Next week only you are going to take up a job. Better you come along with me. So I asked him, so how do we go from here? He said, from Sayan we have to go to Andheri, and then from there take a bus, go to Dharmakshetra, then walk a little bit, and then we'll reach Dharmakshetra.
Dharmakshetra is Swami's abode in Mumbai. Yes.
Then I asked him, will there be a lot of crowd? He said, oh yeah, there'll be a lot of crowd. Then I said, no, in that case I am not interested, because I am worried about coming back. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be mixed with lot of crowd. So better you go. Then he said, no, you should come. Then I said, in that case, just to give you company, I am coming with you to Dharmakshetra. But one condition, I'll be there just for 3 minutes, not more than 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
If you see Swami, well and good. You worship him, have his darshan. If you don't see Swami, after 3 minutes you have to come back.
Oh.
That was the deal.
Mm.
So we went there. Then we were almost sitting at the end. 3 minutes got over, Swami did not come. And I had not seen Swami physically before that. Then my cousin said, why don't you give me another 3 minutes? So another 3 minutes was also given. 6 minutes over, Swami did not come. Then last chance, he said, 3 more minutes. 3 times you are given. So 9 minutes got over, Swami did not come. Then I told him, keeping up your word is more important than worshipping Swami.
Hmm.
Only you have brought me here, so let's go back. So with lot of reluctance and hesitation, he got up. And I can imagine what sort of feeling he would have had at that time. So we just got up, came out of that Shamiana. As we came out, Swami's car was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Then immediately he pushed me inside. Lot of crowd was there. I was just pushed inside the Shamiana. We were almost at the end. And I was sitting in one junction. So this junction was a strategic junction in the sense Swami could straight away walk down from the dais in the middle, or he can get into our side from any of the side entrances. And we were at the last block. So what happened was, Swami went to the dais. Within a few minutes, he got down. Then he came out. So everybody was telling that Swami is going out somewhere. So I was also thinking, oh, thank God, anyway, it's over. This person had darshan. So I also had this darshan of this holy person, so we'll go back. Then what happened was, suddenly Swami came from the side where I was sitting in that junction. He straight away came, and Swami was standing in front of me. He raised his hand, and as if seeing somebody, hey, you have come. Mm-hmm. Something like that. He
looked
showed,
at you.
Yeah, he straight away looked eye to eye, and then showed the gesture, hey, you have come.
As if saying,
yeah. I was not knowing what to do.
You never expected.
I never expected, because I was not even prepared. I was not prepared. Even what to do, even if Swami comes and stands in front of me, I was not told what I should do. So I just prayed. I said, Ram, 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 Ram. But Swami was not prepared to leave me. He made a few steps. Again he came back. He looked at me. He showed his hands as if asking me to touch his hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I was not prepared at all. The sense I was just thinking, you see, with all these thoughts I have come, I am impure. So I was just praying to Lord Rama. I said, Rama, only You are doing everything. I know you only. I don't know anybody else in this world. If you are Lord Rama, okay, Sati Sai Baba is a great avatar, I have heard, but this is the first time I am seeing him person to person, and this is what he is doing. He is stretching his hands and asking me to touch. I don't know. So, hey Rama, if you have come as Sati Sai Baba, please, you grace, you touch me.
Your devotion to Rama was very strong.
Very, very, very strong. So then, Swami, he bent. So I was holding my both the hands near my nose.
Mm. Cupped.
In pranam's position.
Mm.
And I was saying, Ram, 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 if you are Lord Rama, you touch. Then Swami just bent, touched my hand. Then I also touched his hand. Swami blessed, straight away went back to the dais. That was the first time I saw Swami, that was the interaction.
9 minutes and then divine blessings.
Divine blessing. Only Swami knows, is it not?
So that was Mr. Harihara Krishnan from Chennai. The same Rama who earlier chose Ayodhya and Sarayu, now chose Puttaparthi and Chitravati. And that is what is conveyed in this line. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Jaya Jaya Ram, Janaki Ram. Jaya Jaya Ram, Janaki Ram.
Bhagwan says, true devotion means perpetual remembrance of the name of the Lord and constant meditation on that name, cherishing the figure of the Lord in your heart. One should be prepared to face the vicissitudes of life with firm faith in God. To confront difficulties with faith is itself a spiritual discipline. Although Rama was the son of Emperor Dasharatha and the son-in-law of King Janaka, he too had to face many ordeals in life for the sake of upholding Dharma. And Swami says, therefore, one should pray to the Lord to give us the strength to bear all troubles. Swami says, if you have even an atom of grace of the Lord, a mountain of troubles can be overcome. The great Saint Chaitanya declared, if a fraction of the time that is spent in worrying about wealth, provisions, wife, children, friends and business is devoted to contemplation on the feet of the Divine, one can face the messengers of death without fear and cross the ocean of worldly existence. Swami amplifies this and says, it is not necessary to devote many hours to prayer. It is enough if one thinks of God with all his heart and offers himself even for a few moments. A single matchstick, when it is struck, can dispel the darkness in a room that has remained closed for years. Mountains of cotton can be burned down by a single spark. Likewise, wholehearted chanting of the name of Rama, even once, can destroy mountains of sins. But the chanting should not be done mechanically like playing a gramophone record. Bhagwan says it should emanate from the depths of the heart. Remember the name of Rama with love. God can be realized only through love and by no other means. This is what Bhagwan has said time and again. And in this line, Jai Jai Ram, Janaki Ram, we are just exhorting ourselves to keep chanting this name. It means victory to Lord Rama, victory to the one who is the consort of Mother Sita. Let's move on to the last line.
Ahalyodharaka Anandaram.
Ahalya, who had been transformed into a stone, Rama gives a new life to Ahalya. Ahalya, who through penitence and prayer had absorbed herself of all her sins, was restored to her normal self by the touch of Rama. Bhagwan says to ensure that any part of our heart does not become stone, we have to constantly pray to the Lord and also constantly pray for His forgiveness and pray for penitence for the mistakes that we have committed so that the stone elements in our heart become supple. And soon they are touched by the presence of the Lord. Because once the Lord touches us, everything that is stone in us will become gold, will become the Atma. We will be resurrected just like Rama resurrected Ahalya. That is what is conveyed in Ahalyodharaka Anandarama. Once we are resurrected into divine life, we will always be in bliss. We will always be in peace. And that is what Rama is. Rama is Prema. Sai is Rama. Sai is Prema. So that is what is very beautifully conveyed in this line, Ahalyodharaka Anandarama. So dear listeners, there is so much to the meaning of what we are singing in this bhajan. Let's take any beautiful thought, any one thought, and let that thought fill us completely as we sing this bhajan. One sublime thought is enough for us to feel the presence of the divine. Let's fill ourselves with this sublimity and offer this bhajan to the Lord with all humility. Let's now listen to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir.
Dasharatha Ram Janaki Ram.
Ahalyodharaka Anandarama.
So with that, we come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this episode at His lotus feet.